This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:11 here on the Wake Up Crew on this Friday, and 3 and a half men and a bionic chicken all here for you this morning.
3 and a half.
No, 2 and a half, excuse me. I'm tired, man.
You were trying to count the chicken in that.
Yeah, I'm tired, man.
3 men and a rooster?
Hey, you do a game every night, two games a night. I mean, for 4 nights in a row.
That's what...
You're going to make mistakes.
We could do a play on 3 men and a baby and do 3 men and a rooster. Could be the name of the show.
Hmm. You know, there is some good news.
It's Friday.
It's Friday.
And it is indeed Friday, and be careful out there driving this morning. Bales, traffic stops, bus stops. Watch the kids out waiting for the buses. Weather is a little cooler today, I think, but...
Yield to the yellow monsters.
Not bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not too bad.
You know, district tournaments are almost kind of like the time that you start thinking of spring, you know, really. The weather, you know, we're starting to get a few days that hit the 60s. Time is, daylight saving time is getting closer. And you can already tell the days are, you know, getting a little bit longer in the tooth. What, 5:30, I think, now, before
yeah.
the sun goes down.
Was it Monday that was such a pretty day?
Yeah, Monday was beautiful. Man, should have been playing golf.
Yeah, it was. I had to turn the air conditioner on in my car on Monday.
Yeah.
Well, not today. 45.
We're just reminiscing.
That's good basketball weather, though.
Yeah.
You know, wear just a light jacket. You'll probably be okay.
Baseball and softball teams are...
Of course, we're not having a game tonight.
No. Baseball and softball teams are scrimmaging. Of course, Middle Tennessee baseball opened up last week. And, of course, they're playing at home this weekend. Big four-game stretch in kind of a tournament situation. Not tournament, but they have different teams coming in and a lot of games going on over at Reese Smith Junior Field.
One good thing, we've had less rain this week.
Mm-hmm.
Hooray for that.
Which is always good.
Yes. And some teams can get out there and play.
Right.
They play in cold weather. No, that Vanderbilt-Michigan game that opened up the baseball season.
Oh, it was frigid, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Well, I think they played that. I thought it was in Vanderbilt, but I think they actually played that in Arizona somewhere or something. Kind of a mutual site. I'm not sure about that, but I believe that was right. You know, yesterday I was talking about the Oscars. I've kind of been on the Oscar buzz. The Oscars always make me start to think of, and I kind of looked up the 10 best pictures that won the Oscar, that actually won the Oscar. There have been a lot of pictures that maybe should have deserved to win the Oscar, but didn't. Well, these were, in this opinion, of the writer's opinion, were movies that really did deserve the honor.
So these are the 10 best picture winners.
10 best that should have won the Oscar and did, actually did win it.
Okay.
They were the best. And
so these are the
did.
Ones that deserved it.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. You got it?
Yes.
Okay. And you're not going to many probably remember, I know you're not, and maybe Brian will know a few. Number 10, It Happened One Night. That was a 1934 picture starring Clark Gable and Claudette Colbert, and it was in the number 10 spot. Lawrence Arabia was ninth. That's about a three-hour flick. Peter O'Toole was in that. Number 9, Casablanca. You may not have seen it, but it's a classic with Humphrey Bogart and Ingrid Bergman. Number 8 was On the Waterfront. Stella! That was my Marlon Brando.
Yeah.
Marlon Brando was in that with Eva Marie Saint. Here's one that you will remember, one of the greatest movies of all time. Number 7, The Godfather.
Mm, the first one.
The first one. And Godfather 2 was pretty good, too. He won an Oscar
as well.
I think
it's better.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. In my opinion, I do, too. In the sixth place, or fifth place, excuse me, I think I've got the numbers mixed up. But anyway, Parasite.
Just won this last year.
Just won, yeah.
I've been meaning to get around to watching it, but I haven't yet.
All About Eve in fourth place. Marty, starring Ernest Borgnine. That was a movie about a down and out who got married and found love and blah, blah, blah. And number 2, The Lost Weekend, Ray Milland. The great Ray Milland was in that, and it was about an alcoholic. It just had a weekend, just went crazy, just drunk.
Went on a bender, huh?
Yeah, went on a bender. And number one is Rebecca. And that was an Alfred Hitchcock movie. And Alfred Hitchcock, of course, never won an Oscar as a director.
Really?
Never won an Oscar.
But one of his movies did win Best Picture.
Yes. Okay. But he never won the director Oscar.
Interesting.
And the movie should have and did.
And should have and did, yeah. Yeah. So
I don't know about that. Parasite, I guess, maybe. I don't know.
They say it's really good.
Have you seen it?
No.
Okay, then I guess
we'll have to see it.
Have to watch it. 6:17 here on the Wake Up Crew on this Friday. It's time to take that first look at the weather.
Good morning, guys. It looks like we have a high-pressure system moving in, bringing us quiet weather for today. All the way into the weekend, we are going to see a little bit of some rain showers move in early parts of next week. So for today, we'll have sunny skies. We'll see highs around 43, clear for tonight in the lower 20s. Looks like we'll have sunny skies for tomorrow, warmer temperatures at 52 with clear skies tomorrow night in the upper 20s. Sunday, partly sunny and warmer at 55 degrees. Right now, it's 23.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
You've just got to try it. True tear. And I tried it, and in 10 seconds, I was welling up with tears. I can't believe that little thing worked so well. I am a believer in it because I've tried it myself. You know, what do they say? I'm a member. True tear. True tear.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
True tear.
Hey folks, I'm Stephen Reynolds, the man in the middle. Join me every Friday for a new episode of my podcast exclusively on WGNSradio.com.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro. Here's what some of the residents of Stones River Manor have to say.
That's a good place to be. We've been here now, I'm going on my fourth year. My wife passed away about a year ago. She said every day, I'm happy here. And of course, I'm staying here.
What activities do you like here?
Oh, the activities are great. We have exercise every day. Just depends on what the day is as to what we're going to be having. But music, Bible studies.
Stones River Manor on Haynes Drive.
Okay, Blue Raider fans, if it's Middle Tennessee gear you want, nobody, I mean nobody, has more selection than Raider Tees. If you can wear it, they have it in the blue and white of your Blue Raiders. In all sizes, from babies to the most mature Middle Tennessee fans. Hats, polos, shirts, sweats, and more. Looking for a special gift? You'll want to check out their selection of metal wall art and framed art pieces at Raider Tees. They're located at 910 Ridgely Road, just off Broad, behind Chewy's.
Come to the Murfreesboro Habitat Restore, where we have energy-efficient doors and windows.
And huge savings.
All items are 30 to 70% off retail value.
And while you're here, take a look at our great selection of furniture and new area rugs.
We just added a new shipment of area rugs.
The Murfreesboro Habitat Restore is located at 850 Mercury Boulevard.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
Come on over and save.
Back pain, neck pain, hip pain? Fix the pain at Star Physical Therapy on Rutherford Boulevard next to Nachos.
Low back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain can be treated by a physical therapist without a doctor's referral.
Star Physical Therapy on Rutherford Boulevard next to Nachos.
NBC Sports Radio Update starts now.
Major injuries setting in all across sports. I'm Rob Bushka. In the NBA, a double dose of bad news for the Nets. First of the action on the floor, their big effort goes unrewarded. They fell to the best home record in the game, 112-104 in overtime, pushing the Sixers to 26-2 at home. Joel Embiid had 36 for Philly. To make matters worse, one of the game's best point guards, Kyrie Irving, announced he's having season-ending shoulder surgery. And perhaps the best point guard in the game, Damian Lillard of the Blazers, he has groin issues. He'll miss at least a week to 10 days. Best record in the NBA, Milwaukee. They showed up big in Detroit.
Swing it ahead to Lopez. Back to Giannis down the center. Slam dunk. Nobody guarded Giannis. Maybe they should think about doing that. And a timeout by Dwayne Casey.
Bucks Radio Network, they're 47-8. They win at 126-106. Giannis with 33-16. Atlanta's Trae Young became the fourth youngest player to score 50 in a game as they edged Miami. Russell Westbrook got into a dust-up with the Warriors. Rockets rounded Golden State by 30. One of the best tennis players ever, Roger Federer, he'll miss the French Open with knee surgery. Baseball news, Yankees pitcher Luis Severino, he's shut down with forearm stiffness. General manager Brian Cashman.
It's all possible. Our approach to this discussion with you today is, you know, when Aaron addressed it, you know, was make sure we put out on the table that everything's possible because there's an unknown right now.
Severino has apparently felt discomfort dating back to the ALCS. No timetable for his return. NFL owners have approved the new CBA. They'll present it to the Players Association. College Hoops number 2 Gonzaga rolls 12th-ranked Oregon upset at Arizona State. This update brought to you by Progressive Insurance. With insurance for cars, home, boats, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles, call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or progressive.com. You're listening to NBC Sports Radio and the NBC Sports Scores app.
This is News Radio WGNS, primetime sports.
Sponsored by the Law Offices of John Day. We are located on Medical Center Parkway, just across the street from the hospital. If you've been injured, call us for a free consultation at 867-9900.
Well, today at 6:22, your sports update, had a day for high school to take a deep breath and get ready for tomorrow. We've got 4 games from the district tournament, the semifinals coming up tomorrow. Airtime at 1:45. We'll start on WGNSSports.com and streaming on TuneIn app and also on our apps. You can listen in there. So we'll be streaming the first few games until after the Lady Raider game. They're at UTEP at 1:30. So after that, then we'll have it all on the radio for you. That's here on WGNS tomorrow. Today at 2:45, we've got Middle Tennessee baseball as they host Evansville. And on Sunday, Raider baseball as they host Missouri State. It's all on WGNS, and more district tournament coverage coming up for you beginning on Monday.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dickens, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And we're welcoming you back here on the Wake Up Crew. And Dalton, you know what it's time for?
What is that?
The real fact.
Cats. Not my favorite animal, but here's something I didn't know about them. They have fewer toes on their back paws than they do on their front paws.
My Lord, I didn't know that either.
Is that not interesting? They have 4 toes on their back and 5 on the front.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. The more you know about cat paws.
If I ever buy a cat or get a cat, I'll look.
Yeah. But
that's probably not going to happen. We got a wild cat in here. It's 6:24. Coming up is Dave Ross's commentary and Ion Washington from CBS.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas or pain or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Not again. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing. Just as a judge sentences Roger Stone for his part in helping Russia interfere in the last election, we hear this.
CBS News has learned that the U.S. intelligence community believes Vladimir Putin is at it again, trying to interfere in this year's presidential campaign.
There it is. Putin is trying to divide us just like he did in 2016. After personally assuring the president he wouldn't. Wait till Trump finds out Putin lied to him. I wouldn't want to be the whistleblower listening in on that phone call. Frankly, I don't really see why Putin thinks America still needs more dividing. After watching the last debate, I'm not sure it's even physically possible. Maybe he just likes a personal challenge. Maybe he wants to see if he can pull it off without help from Roger Stone this time. But now that we know Putin's little green trolls will once again be lobbing social media grenades, I hope all of you will be on the alert for ads or tweets or Instagrams or text messages spreading fake stories or stupid conspiracy theories. And if you find yourself tempted to read this Russian disinformation, you would save us all a lot of aggravation and avoid hours of endless committee hearings if you would just turn your computer off until you can find good old 100% American-made disinformation. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.
Zoom Video Conferencing, featuring video and audio clarity with screen sharing. Free accounts are available at zoom.us.
That's Zoom.us, Zoom video conferencing. Eye on the White House.
There'll be no pardon just yet for Roger Stone, sentenced to 3 years, 4 months in federal prison. The president says he'll let the legal process play out before deciding whether to grant Roger Stone clemency. He points to unconfirmed reports the jury foreperson expressed a negative view about Stone online before the trial.
Roger Stone and everybody has to be treated fairly. And this has not been a fair process, okay?
Speaking to a group of rehabilitated prisoners in Las Vegas, the president compared the crimes Stone was convicted of to misdeeds he insists were committed by investigators in the Russia probe. Eye on the White House, I'm Stephen Portnoy, CBS News.
Upgrade to the wiper blades trusted by Rainer Zietlo to break world records. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance that lasts 2 times longer than other blades. The new Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are only available at Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:27 here on the Wake Up Crew. Just kind of eating a little morning breakfast.
You better get at it this morning here, huh?
I had to run over here. I was eating a McGriddle. So,
have you had the chicken McGriddle?
No, I didn't know they had a chicken McGriddle.
Yeah, it's new.
Is it kind of a waffly kind of thing, chicken and waffle kind of based kind of?
Well,
thing?
I think it makes sense. Chicken and waffles is big now, and so now you can get their chicken from their chicken and biscuit on a McGriddle.
Well,
sweet and savory.
My McGriddle's on the floor of the radio station now as I was rushing back to the microphone this morning.
But, oh, there Russell goes. He's gobbling it up.
Yeah, Brian waits for no one. Too much sugar there, Russell. Too much sugar. Way too much. It's time to take a look at today in history.
Your good neighbor station, WGNS.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I'm Ryan Barrett.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I'm John Dinkins.
I have a dream.
This is Dalton Merritt.
Tear down this wall.
It's a Friday morning. It's February 21st. And on this, let's go to Brandon Brooks with CBS Rewind.
This is CBS Rewind. February 21st, 1975. The release of the David Bowie single, Young American.
She was a young American.
One of his backup singers was a young Luther Vandross. February 21st, 1988.
Time to rocket from the Delta to the DMZ.
The Robin Williams movie.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Was at the top of the box office for the 5th weekend in a row.
Oh, 600, what's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
And this date in 2001.
Well, I've kicked around a lot since high school.
Steely Dan won Album of the Year at the Grammy Awards for Two Against Nature. I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind. Now let's check out more today in history. Here's John.
Man, I miss Robin Williams, don't you?
I do too. Yeah, I was just thinking about that movie and being in radio. It's kind of an interesting look, and he was hilarious.
Yeah, great spontaneity. I mean, it's just great.
If you listen to his stand up, I think that's where he shines better than any movie he was ever in. His stand up is hilarious.
Oh, his stand up is great, and he was great on the Tonight Show and things like that.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
He was just.
So much energy, and he would just bounce around.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Sadly that he's gone. It is time now to look at our today in history, and I've got some interesting stuff this morning. I kind of wanted to wait till Friday to throw it out there. Of course, this is what happened on that day, so I had to. But this first one, we've had to go to the research files to get this one. 1931, Alka-Seltzer is introduced to America.
Alka-Seltzer, plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Those speedy bubbles relieve your upset stomach and headache fast. For acid indigestion alone, Alka-Seltzer Gold. Oh, what a relief it is. What a relief.
It sounds like Betty White.
The little dude had a little tablet on top of his head,
uh-huh.
Didn't he?
Yeah, that was his hat.
Is it like animated or?
Yeah, it was animated. Understand. Yeah.
I'm seeing.
It was almost like
claymation.
It sounds
just like Betty White singing that.
Maybe so, but it was a little kid. And
they
plop, fizz, fizz.
Oh, what a relief it is.
Well, see, it
Catchy.
That's what radio jingles do and TV jingles.
Their slogan to this day is still, oh, what a relief it is.
Yeah. But, wow.
and it was the nastiest stuff to take. And they haven't perfected that
either.
They
flavored it now. It's got flavors.
Yeah, but that fizz just kind of make you. Ugh. In 1947, the first instant developing camera demonstrated by Edwin Land. That was in New York City.
Interesting how far back that was. That was the year this radio station went on the air, 73 years ago.
Wow.
In 1970, the Jackson 5 make their TV debut on American Bandstand. Oh, we're getting into it over there, right? All right. Love that song.
I went a little further into the song to get that I Want You Back
part. Man, I'll tell you, that song was, that was one of the big ones for me as a little kid. And finally, in 1983, this is something that'll fascinate both of you. And I could see, Brian, I could see Dalton actually doing this.
Uh-oh. I think he's trained to do this.
I think he can. Donald Davis runs 1 mile backwards in 6 minutes and 7.1 seconds.
Wow.
Just show us. Can you run backwards?
I can walk backwards really well.
Run backwards and not run over something.
I don't even know that I can run a mile that fast forwards. My mile was, when I was playing basketball, my mile was about 7 to 8 minutes. Because I was a big guy.
Well, there's video out there on Facebook of you actually running forward. And I could see why it would take that long.
It's not. Those minutes is not that long.
Those long legs were just flopping. I mean, just really flopping. I don't know, but
it was a spring day a few years ago, and he was feeling spry.
Spry. That's exactly what he was doing. He was feeling spry. But anyway, that's a look at today in history this morning.
I want to remind you about our good neighbor of the day, Kathy Sellers. She's helpful and she's so sweet to surprise others. So one of those people she surprised decided to nominate her as the good neighbor of the day. And she's going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and us here at News Radio WGNS.
It's time to call or text in those birthdays for today or the weekend. Anniversaries too. Get them to us. 615-893-1450. And we're going to announce them all here this morning. And one of those lucky folks will win a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe on the east side of the square.
Thank you, gentlemen. 6:34 is time for another look at the weather and our first look at traffic.
Good morning, guys. It looks like we have a high-pressure system moving in, bringing us quiet weather for today. All the way into the weekend, we are going to see a little bit of some rain showers move in early parts of next week. So for today, we'll have sunny skies. We'll see highs around 43, clear for tonight in the lower 20s. Looks like we'll have sunny skies for tomorrow, warmer temperatures at 52 with clear skies tomorrow night in the upper 20s. Sunday, partly sunny and warmer at 55 degrees. Right now, it's 23.
Good morning. Watching traffic volume increase out here. There's already a couple of wrecks over in the Nashville area. 24 westbound near Hickory Hollow Parkway. Some flashing lights there. It's not really backing up traffic, but once you get past that, there's one up against the wall on 24 westbound at Briley. Again, a couple of wrecks already starting to pop up out here on 24 between Murfreesboro and Nashville. Give yourself extra time going westbound. Hey, the Music City Irish Fest in Nashville kicks off March 14th. All the details now at Music City Irish Fest. IrishFest.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Our people, that's the difference. Maples Realty and Auction.
I'm Betsy Maples Taylor with Maples Realty and Auction Company in Murfreesboro.
It's a great time to book an auction for 2020. Dates are filling up fast for spring and summer auctions. The Maples team will be happy to come to your property and do a free, no obligation analysis to determine if an auction is the best option for you. More information at MaplesRealtyandAuction.com or call 615-896-4740.
Maples Realty and Auction.
It's Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by the Rutherford Home Show, on air Saturdays at noon, AmeriCare Pest Control, and the law offices of John Day.
It's time for Fun Bug Facts, presented by AmeriCare Services. Here's Tom Sweat.
Did you know the fastest flying insect is a dragonfly? Honeybees have to make about 10 million trips to collect enough nectar for production of 1 pound of honey. The longest jumping insect? Yeah, you guessed it, the flea.
Family owned and operated. AmeriCare Services, your pest, termite, and moisture specialist, online at AmeriCareServices.com.
Learn about this busy weekend on WGNS Good Neighbor Events. Some great plays. The final weekend for Elton John and Tim Rice's Aida,
at the Murfreesboro Center for the Arts. And they're at 110 West College Street. And the trouble with love continues at the Springhouse Theater on the old Nashville Highway in Smyrna. Well, the Red Cross is still low on blood, and they're having blood drives throughout the weekend, 7 a.m. until 3 p.m. each day at the Murfreesboro Red Cross. That's at 501 Memorial Boulevard. Also each day, wedding dresses through the decades at Oakland's Mansion. Also, free food and clothes given away Sunday from 11 until 1 at Oakland Park Seventh-day Adventist Church. And a reminder of something on Monday, celebrate recovery at North Boulevard Church of Christ. It helps us to overcome our hurts, hang-ups, and habits. Monday night at 6 at North Boulevard Church of Christ. Remember to take advantage of early voting going on now through February the 25th. From News Radio WGNS, those are Good Neighbor events.
People you know depend on Dr. Sean Lancaster.
I think I lost most of my hearing in my left ear from driving in traffic with the window down in my car.
Sharpshooter Terry Webb.
People you know depend on Dr. Sean Lancaster.
Did it change your life?
I was able to hear again. There's a TV device that I absolutely love. I can control my volume without affecting anybody else in the room.
Hear better. See Dr. Sean Lancaster, 608 East Clark Boulevard.
I know I made the wrong choice. I was trying to impress my friends. How I was just as grown up and cool as they were. So I got a CD that will take a long time to mature. Too long. I should have gotten a First Bank CD with my choice of maturity date starting at just 7 months. Make the choice you can live with. Get a CD with great rates and flexible maturity dates from First Bank. Open online at firstbankonline.com/opencd. Member FDIC.
MTSU College of Liberal Arts, together with Ascend Federal Credit Union, presents MTSU Arts, your ticket to hundreds of visual and performing arts events held on MTSU campus each year. Become a member of the MTSU Arts Patron Society for the 2019-2020 season and enjoy member-only benefits, including special events, exhibits, and performances. Visit mtsuarts.com to learn more and join today.
At Ascension St. Thomas, care is more than a word. Care is serving our patients, standing with them in times of need, and showing compassion when they're at their most vulnerable. Care is listening and delivering personalized plans from a team of specialists, providing leading-edge treatments at every step. At Ascension St. Thomas, care is more than a word. It's our calling. Make your next appointment at getsthealthcare.com.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day.
It's 6:39. Good morning to you on this Friday, and we are here on the Wake Up Crew with a little bit of levity.
Is that what this is?
Well, this is such a serious show, you know, all the time. So
is it?
Yeah. So we're breaking it up a little levity with the dad joke of the day.
So that's what this does.
Well, now, before you go into this, you had a little bit of a
stinker.
Well, it wasn't a stinker, but a little off day yesterday. Not bad. And we got to rebound today to really get that score high for the week.
Well, I'm trying to bring it down a little bit since it was over your head. But
whoa.
Wow.
I don't think I deserve that. Well, guess what score he's getting today? Go ahead.
You know why?
Make my day.
Do you know why the drum kit was so sleepy?
No, why?
He was beat.
I'm going to give him an 8.
I'm going to give him an 8, too. That's pretty good.
I hate that it was good. I really wanted to give him a low score on that. Coming up here on the Wake Up Crew, we've got CBS National News headlines, followed by a local news check with Ron Jordan. Man on the Street newsmakers also coming your way, plus traffic and weather. All this coming up this morning here on the Wake Up Crew at 6:41.
CBS News Update. There's a new warning on Russian interference with U.S. elections, this time in two congressional intelligence briefings within the past week. More from correspondent Paula Reed.
Multiple sources tell CBS News that intelligence officials warned lawmakers and the White House that Russians are continuing their efforts to interfere in the 2020 election. A senior administration official tells CBS News the president repeatedly called it bull and complained that the information could be used against him by Democrats.
Russia denies the allegations, and the House Intelligence Committee's top Republican Devin Nunes tells Fox News,
Vladimir Putin is not running some operation with Donald Trump. There's no evidence of that.
Mr. Trump reportedly went ballistic over not being told about the briefings ahead of time, and he's now replaced the acting director of national intelligence, Joseph McGuire, with Richard Grenell, the former ambassador to Germany, who has no intelligence experience. CBS News Update, I'm Peter King.
From the WGNSRadio.com News Center, a local news update with Ron Jordan.
There was a stick-up at First National Bank of Memorial Boulevard Wednesday afternoon. Murfreesboro Police Public Information Officer Larry Flowers said a casually dressed man handed the teller a note demanding money and claimed he had a gun. The suspect reportedly left the bank on foot. Less than an hour, the suspect was spotted and arrested in a tree line behind Tennessee Miller Coliseum. A man from Wilson County facing multiple charges for allegedly sending threatening letters to public officials. Officials say 68-year-old Philip Wayne Foster was taken into custody yesterday at his home during an arrest that forced a road closure due to the possibility of explosives at the residence. Police say Foster sent threats of bodily injury, death, bombings, and use of chemical agents to multiple public servants and Middle Tennessee residents for several years. Foster is now charged with the distribution of any substance as an act of terrorism or as a hoax, making false reports, and harassment. Women's History Month will be kicked off March 3rd on the MTSU campus. Assistant Director of MTSU's University Honors College, Dr. Mary Evans, told News Radio WGNS.
We're very excited to be starting our Women's History Month directly in association with Super Tuesday because we're focusing on women's suffrage and the vote for everybody, for all citizens, for full participation. As a start off for our programming, we typically have an awards ceremony at the beginning of our first day in celebration of MTSU women and MTSU students who've been people of greatness who've been trailblazers.
A panel discussion will take place at 3 p.m. on the 3rd of March featuring panelists Beth Curley, Dimitri Kaladimos, Mary Mackley, LaTanya Turner, and Linda Wynn. I'm Ron Jordan, News Radio WGNS.
On air, online at WGNSradio.com, on the go with our mobile apps. News Radio WGNS, Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
NovaCopy is becoming Novatech. NovaCopy, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert, has changed its name to Novatech. The new name was chosen to reflect the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Novatech's IT and print services provide businesses with a free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit Novatech.net. That's Novatech.net.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe.
If you have glaucoma, you know of someone that has glaucoma, the Zengel stent, this is definitely something you should look into.
McCabe Vision Center.
It's much less invasive. It causes much less inflammation. The recovery's a lot faster, and it's more successful.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
Zengel stent. Amazing. I've just been overwhelmed with how well it's working.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
I had 5 drunk driving charges in the last 6 years of my drinking, and I drank for over 55 years. My probation officer threatened me with a year in jail. So the next day I went to my first AA meeting. I had tried many times in my life to quit drinking, but always went back to even heavier drinking. For me, the AA program has been the easier, softer way to stop drinking. Alcoholics Anonymous. It works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Power up for spring with the best outdoor power equipment and get free delivery on any zero-turn mower. Kelton's Hardware and Pet has been Murfreesboro's supplier of professional mowers, chainsaws, trimmers, blowers, and edgers for over 30 years. And we service what we sell. Did we mention our free delivery on zero-turn mowers? Ask about special financing on all zero-turn mowers. Kelton's Hardware and Pet, across from Kohl's on Old Fort Parkway. KeltonsInc.com.
Rob Mitchell is making the property assessor's office more efficient and effective. The first property tax abatement for historic properties in state history, a 3-star certification, and the lowest cost per property assessment from comparable counties, just to name a few of his accomplishments. Rob's a Middle Tennessee native, MTSU grad, and former small business owner. He believes in Rutherford County. VoteRobMitchell.com. Early voting starts February 12th.
I'm Rob Mitchell, and I'd appreciate your vote. And I approve this message.
Paid for by Rob Mitchell Campaign, Rob Mitchell Treasurer.
It's Man on the Street Newsmakers, presented by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Here's another reason to bank with First National Bank of Murfreesboro. If you have an elite checking account with First National Bank of Murfreesboro, you get discounts on prescriptions, eye exams, hearing services, and more. All of the benefits from elite checking add up. I'm Shelly Rigsby, inviting you to step up your service and switch to the Bank Murfreesboro Calls First. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, member FDIC.
You know, there was part of me that kind of wanted me to write a book. Every time I would think about it and I would try to do something with it, just nothing ever worked.
How did this one take off and the others didn't?
The simple answer to it for me is that Jesus is the main reason why. So I came to know and develop a relationship with Christ later in life, and I would tell my stories to people, and frequently I'd have people say, you need to put that down in a book, or I wish that so-and-so was here to hear this story. And
we're talking with Peter Demas.
The biggest premise of it is a lot of times we, especially in this day and age, we watch Instagram, we watch Facebook, and we're looking at this perfect family image and this perfect vacations and the perfect business, and everything is just great. And really, the book isn't designed for people who are perfect. The book is designed for three types of people: those who are in a crisis, about to go into a crisis, and just finished a crisis, which includes all of us.
Peter Demas' book is Afraid to Trust.
We think when we're going through a crisis that we're the only ones. And for people to see that they're not the only one going through that crisis, that there are other people out there that on the surface appears to be fine.
Man on the Street Newsmakers brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
But inside they're screaming at 2 a.m. They're waking up in the mornings. There's to know that they're not alone in the journey.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:48 here on the Wake Up Crew, and we are saying congratulations to Brian Barrett this morning. He got an 8. We failed to mention 8 for the week.
8 for the week overall. Probably
dad joke of the day.
His highest week score. Granted, it was only 4 days. So,
oh yeah, but the guy that replaced him got a 9 and a 10. So
that's true.
Could only
but I didn't
him.
Count that again, you know, for him.
Yeah.
So you got a 9.5 for the week.
Yeah. So I really had the highest yeah. score. No, but anyway, congratulations. You did well.
Thank you very much.
Time for our holiday today. And Dalton, what we got?
Yesterday was Muffin Day, so we're sticking on that theme. Today is National Sticky Bun Day.
Man.
I like a good sticky bun.
Cinnabon. I always think of Cinnabon. You remember you used to go to the mall and you'd have those, you could go get a Cinnabon?
Yes.
At one of those little malls. I miss those times. I miss malls. I do. I miss malls.
Really?
I miss indoor malls. Not for the clothing and everything, but all the little, they had the pretzels.
So those little phone cases and the little
yeah.
And somebody's always trying to sell you something.
Pecans, they have those. I think Opry Mills still has that.
There's a little short guy chasing you around trying to get you to get a massage, and yeah. You're trying to avoid him. You don't want to.
But I miss the malls. I still go to Opry Mills every once in a while just to get that feel, you know, of it.
Well, I know where I would go for a good sticky bun. I would go to Simply Pure Sweets.
Mm. I wish you would go to Simply Pure Sweets.
If you call or text
Sweets.
In your birthdays to us. You can win a sticky bun.
Or if we had some kind of nice guy on this radio program that would bring him up here. That's not going to happen, though. 6:50, it's time to focus on the family.
Here's a quote. I quit. I don't want to be a mother anymore. Have you ever said that, Mom? Sarah Perry did. She blurted out, I quit, one day in a moment of high stress and low energy, something every mother can understand. Sarah's husband was traveling, and she was caring for 3 children who had the stomach flu. She hadn't slept in days. And her breaking point came as she was bathing her youngest child. Even though she hadn't been able to shower herself, she brushed against the shower curtain, and it collapsed on top of them. Her frustration got the better of her, and she cried out, I don't want to be a mother anymore. What rescued Sarah was her little boy, who was too young to appreciate the stress his mother was under. And when she said, I quit, he looked at her and said, too bad, Mommy, you gotta do this. Some days, being a mom feels like jumping out of an airplane and hoping your parachute will open. In a workplace, you might earn respect along with income. At home, you're surrounded by little people who think you're a babysitter or a maid. And they don't always say thank you for the grilled cheese you made for them. What helped Sarah was learning to see her true value as mom. Good parenting can't always be measured by daily accomplishments. Beneath all the laundry, dirty dishes, and the toys you clean up again and again, not to mention the Legos you step on, what matters a whole lot more is that you're shaping your child's life through your love and influence. Mom, you gotta do this. And the good news is, you can. From Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 4343 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 4343. Enjoy!
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Ryan Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:53, it's Friday, hallelujah. We've got a day off tonight, possibly. Yeah. You never know. But anyway, we're here with the Wake Up Crew this morning, and it's time to take a look at those celebrity birthdays.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
We start out with 1934. I know somebody that really loves this lady right here and loves this show. Rue McClanahan, born in 1934,
thank
Golden Girls.
For being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is
Blanche.
True.
Yeah, is Betty the only one still living? I think she's right, isn't it? Betty White? Yeah.
She was one of the older ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 1946, Alan Rickman, actor in Robin Hood, Harry Potter, Die Hard. I'll always remember him as Die Hard. Oh, I loved his character in Die Hard. Evil, but yet funny.
There was that type of villain kept popping up after that movie.
And in 1955, Kelsey Grammer of Frasier.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Toss salads and scrambled eggs.
Mercy. And, maybe I see and you can hear, you can see both the Golden Girls and Frasier on the Hallmark Channel.
That's true.
Every night.
He sings that intro, by the way.
Yeah, he does. It's 1979, Jennifer Love Hewitt. Party of Five, and 1979, Jordan Peele. Dalton, you know him from Get Out.
Yep, but directed a lot of movies. Want to remind you, now's your chance. Call or text your local birthdays to us, 615-893-1450. Birthdays or anniversaries, and we're going to give away a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe.
You know, speaking of Jordan Peele and Get Out.
Get Out.
That's what Brian says to us every day.
Get Out.
About 9 o'clock. Get Out. Get Out. We're going to take a look at the weather. It's 6:55.
Good morning, guys. It looks like we have a high-pressure system moving in, bringing us quiet weather for today. All the way into the weekend, we are going to see a little bit of some rain showers move in early parts of next week. So for today, we'll have sunny skies. We'll see highs around 43, clear for tonight in the lower 20s. Looks like we'll have sunny skies for tomorrow, warmer temperatures at 52 with clear skies tomorrow night in the upper 20s. Sunday, partly sunny and warmer at 55 degrees. Right now, it's 23.
Technology for your home's heating and air system, the Daikin Fit from Precision Air. It's quiet, takes up less space, and uses less power. Chances are, even if you had a unit installed in the last few years, you can still save money by switching to the Daikin Fit. Precision Air. Online at PrecisionAirTN.com.
Logan Boyd, the police are in the clearing stages of a couple of minor accidents on 24 as you head towards Nashville. They're all over to the right-hand side. Now, the volume of traffic has increased just a bit here on 24 westbound of Mike Walden Road. Sam Ridley, again, headed
towards the Chattanooga and Nashville area here on I-24. The Music City Irish Fest in Nashville kicks off March 14th through the 17th. Check it out now, musiccityirishfest.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company. We handle everything.
And remember, the last Saturday of every month, all donated items are 30% off the sticker price.
30%?
That's right, 30% off the sticker price, all donated items on the last Saturday of every month.
That's only at the Habitat Restore here in Murfreesboro.
850 Mercury Boulevard.
But don't wait. What you really want may be gone.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
The Murfreesboro Habitat Restore is located at 850 Mercury Boulevard.
Come on over and save.
WGNS.
Our family at Demas's Restaurant are proud to support local emergency responders who put their lives on the line for our community each and every day. This is Peter Demas, and here is this week's Demas's Emergency Responder of the Week.
A woman's son dropped her off at the judicial building for jury duty. She did not realize that for security purposes, you can't take your purse in. Murfreesboro Police Sergeant Tim Higgins offered to keep the purse and gave her phone number to call when she was ready to leave. Sergeant Higgins made a difference for that woman. And when she phoned him to get the purse, the police officer learned that she was about to walk home. He then drove her to her house. Thank you to Murfreesboro Police Sergeant Tim Higgins.
When you see a firefighter, police officer, paramedic, or telecommunicator going the extra mile, let WGNS know, and we at Demas's Restaurant will salute them as the Emergency Responder of the Week.
Everybody loves my gut. Whole world loves my hairstyles. Strange things happen when you get a Charlie Pitts cut.
The stars in movies always look young and good. And a hairstyle or cut from Charlie Pitts can do the same for you. Charlie Pitts is open Monday through Saturday at 2528 Las Casas Pike, about 100 feet from Desjardins Lane.
Strange things happen when you get a Charlie Pitts cut.
Monday through Saturday.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:58 here on a Friday morning. That's going to do it for the first hour of the Wake Up Crew. We've got the second hour coming up. Brian Barrett will have a... Well, we've got some interviews coming up, don't we? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we do have some of those. So,
Sunshine Nutrition.
Yeah, a lot of things going. But want to remind you first to call or text in your birthdays at 615-893-1450. We'll give away a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe at 128 North Church Street on the east side of the square.
Kathy Sellers is today's good neighbor of the day. She's helpful, she's sweet, and she likes to surprise and help others. So she's going to receive some flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts.
Time for the CBS World News Roundup, and on WGNS, brought to you by the Low T Center, 2855 Medical Center Parkway, and by French's.
French's Shoes and Boots.
That's where they've got a huge winter gear blowout going on right now. You know, their bargain racks are always packed with huge discounts, but for a limited time, get an additional 50% off every pair of winter and fashion boots at French's Shoes and Boots on South Church Street, there between Middle Tennessee Boulevard and I-24.
Well, you guys ready to call the first hour? Here we go. We're getting ready for hour number two.
It's in.
And it's the last one of the week.
We took and we put paper over it and we tied it in a bow. It's wrapped.
Oh, boy. Can we just get out of here?
We didn't get much for a present, did we? We'll stay with us. News is next.
News Radio, WGNS, Murfreesboro, the voice of Rutherford County, and the flagship station for Blue Raiders sports. The Courthouse Clock shows it's 7 o'clock.
The president is concerned.